I'm never looking at it like somebody's coming after me. I'm always the one going after people. I don't care if you're in first place or in last place. I'm coming at you. And I think that's the mentality you have to have. You have to have that hunter mentality, that mentality that no matter who you're playing, no matter what their record is, no matter what kind of players they have, you need to prove why you're the best team on the field. And every single week, that's what we plan to do.
He has a lot of talent. And I had a chance to work with him a little bit during OTAs. But now it's the real thing. I'll be around him every day. And, I'm going to help him out as much as I can. Not just him, but all the other young receivers that we have. So I'm the old head in the group now. So I'm not really used to being an old guy. But, I'm willing to help them with anything they need to be helped out with.
It all works out for itself. The competition is great for the level of play, and especially on the right side of the line with the many guys that we have that are probably going to be thrown in there. It's just going to bring the best competition out of every single guy. So, let training camp play out, and who knows if it's going to happen earlier, if it's going to happen late once we get to preseason games. But, let that all play out, and that's probably the last I'm going to comment on it for a while, because those are my guys on the line, and that's for the coaches to decide, and that's not my opinion.
The training room staff that we have here with the Texans is second to none. Guys like Jeff Kaplan and AJ and Roland, man, they make sure that they're on top of everything, from making sure if something else is bothering you, to figure out what you're compensating for, and just try to fix all problems so that you feel like, they like to say, I feel like Depot when I get back. So, just trying to make sure I listen and I heed their advice and just trying to take my time.